Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Alala Show, welcome to another
Let's Check Up. The first in a long time.
Yeah, it is the first time in a long time. This is where we read your Leche fan mail. We talk about what's going on with you guys, our listeners, our Leche fans, and also answer some Gatas questions that you sent to us over our social media pages at Halehale Show. And we also have a special sponsor for this mix, man.
Ooh, yes. Thank you to our friends from Puritan's Pride Natural Sleep Aid Melatonin Supplements.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, because Rika G, the demands of a fast-paced modern life can be challenging, diba, on its own.
Yeah.
And of course, you add to that the cases that are rising here with the new variant. And we have, you know, we get tired, we get stressed, we get, you know, it's easy to get fatigued each and every day. That's true.
And it's also easy to disregard our needs in the face of all of that. But something that simply cannot be traded off is quality sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I truly, truly believe that, you know, without quality sleep, it affects every aspect of your life. And a proper sleep schedule ensures you to get maximum regeneration while sleeping, strengthening your immune system. Yes, that's what we need right now. And helping to ensure that you have an effective and balanced immune function.
Yep. Puritan Pride Natural Sleep Aid Melatonin Supplements are here to help you with that. Their melatonin pills come in different dosage options fit for all your resting needs. So make them, their melatonin natural sleep aid, a part of your sleep routine and protect yourself from the surge, available at Puritan's Pride online stores.
Yep. You can get a special limited offer from Puritan's Pride from Lazada before the day ends. Well, get it today and get it now because the voucher can be redeemed today. All you need to do is to use the voucher name PPX Halo Halo. Okay, so that's PPX Halo Halo to get 20% off with a minimum spend of 399 pesos. What's peso? I think I need more sleep.
Yeah.
Again, that's the voucher name is PPX Halo Halo. And for easier access, check out the code in the episode description, everybody.
Yeah, you know, we actually have a question about sleep from our guys. A question, ironically. But yeah, I saw your Instagram post. How do you,
kabulistugan.
Yeah, kabulistugan.
Yeah, like how do you fit 8 hours of sleep in 5 hours? Because you need 8 hours, but you only have five. I actually got six this morning. Uh-huh. But you know, sometimes even if let's say you do get six or seven, sometimes it's still not enough. Alam mo yun, yung parang, that's why it's called quality sleep and not just sleep.
Yeah, I used to think that you could add up your hours throughout the day, but it's not.
It's
kind of, ano to? Kala, ganun eh.
Ipon? Hindi ganun, bro!
Anyway, let's start off this Leche Ka, which we haven't done in a while. We will talk about Leche Ka, or what is it, where we talk about what our Leche fans have been doing throughout the week. So I know
someone posted on Facebook. Yes, on Facebook, actually. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For your comments to be read back to you.
Yeah.
Professionally. Mm-hmm. Through your earphones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we posted on our Facebook page. Or sorry, Facebook group. This is your doing. Facebook page. Facebook group. It's the Halo Halo Show at Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. And we just asked you guys for Gatas questions or, you know, basically anything. And we've got a couple of stories from Chloe, who says, Leche Ka is back with 3 exclamation points.
Ayo.
The past few months had been a roller coaster of emotions for me. I lost my lolo last Thursday.
Aww,
I'm sorry for your loss. And I had the chance to host his tribute. First time ko gawin yun and I'm very happy that I did. On his funeral, after namin mag-iyakan, nagsayawa naman kami. He really lived a good life and we're just happy that he had a peaceful departure. And now, for my gata sa question, should I ask now or should I?
Yeah, we might as well just split it, right? We can do it.
For my gata sa question, have you guys heard of Pi? Like P-I.
P-I.
I think it's a type of cryptocurrency. Do you guys think it'll be a thing? There's a lot of skeptics, kasi, including me. Anyway, more power to you, Rika and JC. I excluded Ate and Kuya in that event because she used Ate and Kuya.
Okay. Well, first, let's talk about, before we answer Chloe's question, how do you feel about fun funerals?
Actually, well, there's probably a reason why there's fun in funeral. Because obviously we want, you know, to celebrate the life that they had as well. I don't know, especially with my family. I remember when we lost our Lola, was that 6 years ago or probably like 7 years ago? After obviously, you know, the tribute and all the stories and everything, after the whole iyakan and, you know, obviously like acknowledging that we lost our Lola, we had people come up to the front to tell stories about my Lola. And it was so much fun. Like we were laughing and it was such a weird thing, obviously, because it's the first time for me in my life to lose a family member that close to me.
Yeah.
And it was such a weird thing for me to navigate. And I'm like, is it okay to laugh? And I remember Googling it also. Is it okay to laugh at a funeral when, you know, when you're sharing stories? And then apparently it's like, you know, it's celebrating their life when they were alive, you know. Obviously, I'm sure. I mean, I'd like to think that she doesn't want us to be lugmok altogether all around. So, yeah, that happened. That kind of happened to me. And I feel like a lot of families go through that too.
Yes, I feel you. I have this thing, like, unless it's a family member, I don't really if it's someone, unless it's someone really close to me, I don't normally go to
wakes
and, yeah, because it may, wala lang na, it's sad. But yun nga, if it became more of a, I don't know, like a common thing to make it more, I don't know, is it bad to, it's like, hey, we need to make funerals more jovial. I just get sad when I go to those things, man.
Yeah. No, because if you really think about it, funerals and everything that we do, it's really for the people who are left behind here.
Yeah.
Right? So I think whatever which way families want to grieve, if it's with laughter or food or, you know, crying, I think it's appropriate.
I was watching an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I think there's an episode where one of the plot lines was someone was, it was like a living wake. Have you heard of those? That's a thing.
Living wake.
Yeah, where the person, like, they're like, not dead yet, but they ask their friends to come and say nice stuff about them. Right? Or I guess a similar thing. I don't know if it was really a live wake, but you ever watched The Fault in Our Stars? I think they did something like that where they were talking about each other before they passed away. Like that's pretty interesting to me. I've never been to one, but it's a thing. Apparently, I don't know if it's a thing here, but in the States, I know they've done that. They do that. It's called a living wake or a living funeral. I'm not really sure.
Would the people have to?
Yeah. Dress up. They dress up and everything. I think.
No, would they have to imagine that I'm dead?
That they're dead? I think so. Or in the episode. In the episode, the person who Konmari was having the funeral was for them. They weren't in the room. They were like on a, they were filming it. And then he was watching the live stream in his bedroom upstairs. And then, but it's a comedy show. So some funny shit happened. But like that was like the gist of it.
Hey, would you want to have?
Not really. Maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't want to toy with that idea.
No, no. Yeah.
You know, there are forces in this world that you don't want to mess with. And that's one of them. All right, let's let it be.
Let's answer Chloe's Moo Goddess question. Have you heard of Pi, the cryptocurrency? Have you?
No.
No? I've heard a little bit about it. I think it's something like you can earn through, I think, your browser or online, like on your phone or something. But it seemed a little bit like a pyramid scheme to me just when I was researching it. But of course, you know, as they say in the crypto world or just anything with finances, right? DYOR, do your own research. I have nothing really else except like I did a little bit of looking into it, but I know nothing of value to you, Chloe. So sorry.
Sorry, Chloe. Went to the wrong podcast. Probably BroadFits.
BroadFits?
I don't know. Or like a
crypto podcast for sure.
True.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next speaker. The next speaker,
please come up to the stage.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
Please unmute yourself on Zoom.
What?
I said, please unmute yourself on Zoom. You should get in it when this next speaker. Raise your hand. No.
Akala ko ako.
Okay. Who's this next one from?
From Ulysses.
Ulysses.
Who says, catching up on the 2021 episodes, and nasa June pa lang ako. Which means that's where we included Odd Diba. So he says, anyway, not sure if the Odd Diba segment is still going on, but I just want to say missed opportunity to name it. Shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Oh my gosh.
Trying to do some shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
You know what? We'll consider that.
It's our podcast. We could always change it, right?
Yeah.
From D, hi Rick and JC. Have you watched Disney's Encanto? Oh, who's your favorite character? Mine is Luisa. Nakarelate ako sa song niya na Surface Pressure.
Love that
since
song.
Since I'm also a middle child, at ang galing ng TikTok moves niya. Yeah. If di niya pa napapanood, please watch it. Nasa YouTube yung music video. Oh, okay, cool.
Have you watched it?
Wait. I have not because I don't have. Is it on Disney Plus?
It's on Disney Plus.
And then last one from Archie Manilo says, hey guys, was able to watch Spider-Man No Way Home sa cinema last weekend. Too bad na spoil na ako dahil sa TikTok. Oh no.
Same here.
Pag showing, and then D replied, who says, pag showing palang dami na clips, kaya di na ako nag-open ng TikTok ulit. Yeah, actually, we have another one from Christopher here on Facebook, but it's a question. So
okay, what's the question?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. We'll do that in a bit. But just a quick touch on Encanto. Since you didn't watch it, but I can answer the question.
They
asked who our favorite character was. Mine is Dolores, the one who has like super hearing.
Ooh.
A, because I think she has she's the one who like whispers all the time because she talks too loud.
Okay.
I think if she sings, like it's too loud for her. But I think she has the coolest lines in We Don't Talk About Bruno, kasi the song. Yeah, that sounds dope. We Don't Talk About, I know We Don't Talk About Bruno, Surface Pressure is, yeah, those two are my top two favorites. I think you would really like Surface Pressure, Rika G. You watch it.
I actually saw a clip on TikTok of them singing like We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who's Bruno? I want
to
know.
We have some more guts questions. Let's answer a couple more of these. From Jung, who says, if you could eliminate one subject from school, what would you choose?
That's an interesting question.
I know it's math, right? But let's say outside of math, what would it be?
Outside of math.
Because I think math would be our answer, right? Well, mine would be math.
So there's English, there's history. You know what? It's not that I would eliminate it. I would actually prefer if it's just religion altogether. Because I went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And our religion studies were just our religion. And I would have actually preferred if it were about different religions. Like, obviously, mainly our religion because, you know, that's what we practice.
Yeah.
But it would have been more of a school type of thing than church if we touched on other religions as well. Because we did do that in, I think, history, but not that much. Uh-huh. I would want to know, because I don't think there's, diba, parang, I don't think there's anything wrong with teaching kids about other religions, even if, like, let's say you're in a Catholic school. I mean, it is a school.
Wala ba kayong ano, like theology class?
No. Oh. Yun yung interested ako eh, na parang sana I knew about, you know, like Hinduism or like Buddhism or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, practices, so that I feel like there would also be more understanding in the world if mm-hmm. as kids we are taught of different religions and we are taught that there are a bunch of other people in the world who practice this and you don't have to be scared.
Yeah.
Diba? Because there is a lot of conflict when it comes to religion as well.
I actually, I'm the opposite. I learned a lot about that stuff. I forgot what the name, I forgot, in elementary school pa yun eh. I don't know the name of the course or the class it was. It might have been like world studies or world religion or something like that. But I learned about like Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, Jainism. Like there's so many different things that yeah. we touched on. It's interesting because it was kind of confusing because you don't know, like there's so many different beliefs. But then I remember thinking like all the beliefs kind of, if you don't say, like if you don't name specific gods and whatever, kind of have the same
I mean, basically,
right? Like be good, you know, be good to others. It's usually like the common theme.
Of course.
So yeah, I agree with you. I think that if you just teach one religion, then you're kind of not giving, I wouldn't say like giving chance to go to other religions, but you're not really opening the worldview of your students, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I think, you know what? Probably was there, I wonder, I'm just taking a guess. Mm. Was there a fear that they're going to like convert?
Maybe here.
But then again, that also speaks on how you teach your own religion. Kasi yeah. diba kung easily swayed din sila, diba? Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would have been interesting, especially because I had a Muslim friend, a couple actually, in our school. Mm. And I actually asked them about it. I'm like, what do you think about our Christian living class? I mean, like, you guys both are like, you know, very religious in your own religion. Mm-hmm. So when we have that class, actually, I know they have an option to leave, like to go to the canteen or whatever, but they don't. Mm. And they told me they treat it as a normal subject. It's like English or math. Right. Mm-hmm. Ganun.
I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting, man. I mean, that's a good answer. Actually, that's probably what I would choose too. Like if I went through that, like where it was just one religion, I'd probably remove that. Mm-hmm. But from a course subject, you know, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I was never a big fan of history class, but I know what is it like you, if for those who, I know those who fail history or whatever, are forget history are doomed to repeat it or something is the quote. Like I get the value of history class, but I just don't know. I don't know. For me,
ano yung kayo sa Erizal? Yung masahol pa sa isda ang hindi marunong.
Hindi ko alam. Basta same yung ano.
Sa nakaraan or parang ganun.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. When I look back on it, maybe I didn't really put too much value. Maybe it's just me. It's a bad thing to remove. But you can't, if you remove any core subject, it's actually not good for you, right? I'm just thinking in the history of everything that I've learned in like elementary and middle school and high school, what is the info that I've used the least? It's probably history, which maybe means I'm very uneducated.
Or you just don't have an interest, man. Right?
Yeah. Oh man. All right. Let's move on to another question. Ba-ba-bum-bum. This one from XTY Dals, who says, what would be the most embarrassing way to die? It's a curious question.
Hmm.
Embarrassing way to die?
Actually, if I would be embarrassed.
Maybe like I have a fear of frogs. I literally feel like I could die if I was put in a
room.
When
you see a frog?
No, like if I was put in a room full of frogs, I think I would die of fear. Can you die of fright?
I think like when you attack? Die of fright, you like have a heart attack or something.
Yeah, I think that would be, I mean, it would suck, but that's kind of like, I don't know. I it wouldn't be embarrassing. Well, it is. Is it embarrassing? It'd be a weird way. Like if someone read that headline, guy dies from fear of frogs. A little bit embarrassing.
It would be like, you know, in the weird news
section
category of Huffington Post or something.
You know, it'd be on one of those, you know, those websites. And I know websites where they have all the clickbait shit at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God. And you don't know if it's real or not.
Ano yun yung parang something panda?
Panda.
Happypanda.com or something. Parang ganun. Mga puro click.
Mga ganun. Oh, that's where the anti-vaxxers get their information.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, man.
Or Facebook. Or Viber.
Viber group.
Viber, dude. Viber, man, is like, that's where you go if you're, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking off of Google.
Like Marcos apologists.
Oh.
You know.
Flat earthers. A flat earth, or where'd you get your source? Happy Panda says.
Viber, dude.
Viber.
That's a Viber.
Hey, Viber is cool, man. I use Viber.
Viber is cool. It's just that.
Cool, man.
There's just a bunch of false information everywhere. Not okay. Just Viber.
Yeah,
everywhere.
True. Yeah, it's on Telegram, it's on WhatsApp, it's on Messenger.
It's everywhere, dude.
Yeah, it's not just Viber. That's a hard question to answer, man.
Sorry, I'm eating my spaghetti. Mine would be probably if I pull a muscle and then I die.
Dude, I
was like cramps.
Yeah.
Death by cramps.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it even possible? I don't know.
This one, I guess since we had some school related or some school subject related one. This one from RJ Moo, who says tips in acing or just passing the exam. Do you have any tips for passing exams?
I used to like emulating an exam. Like when I study, I don't study I don't study by just reading everything and trying to memorize. Like I actually make an exam myself.
Oh, you like create questions that you anticipate?
Yeah, questions. Like I type it in and then let's say I type it at the start of my study session.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, dun ko sasagutan.
Yes.
Yung para ano, may nalipas na yung ano, yung mga information. Tignan natin kung ano ko.
Mm.
I mean, it's a little tedious, but it worked for me.
Yeah, actually, maganda yun if you've taken, let's say, one exam. Because usually you can get a feel of the professor or the teacher, how they will format their exams, right? After the first exam, you could kind of guess because if let's say they taught you for let's say 2 weeks on one subject, that's my exam kayo. In the way that they taught that in those 2 weeks, you can kind of feel when they were teaching what, so that now when you're looking at what they're teaching the new subject or the new whatever, you can see like, oh, whenever they write this on the whiteboard, it means they're going to ask a question about this. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never actually made a physical test, but that's kind of how I look at it when it comes to
tests. I remember I got a feel of our teacher one time. Because we have, no, I mean like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Metaphorically. it sounds funny. Come on, man.
Come on, this man. Is, grow up,
family,
man.
This family is podcast.
I know. We're adults here.
But I remember after a couple of long tests, not like an actual exam, she likes to go to two chapters after the final chapter that we need to study. And then she would get like maybe a couple of questions from there just to check if you studied in advance or something. Parang ganun.
Okay.
And I'm like, but that's so unfair. You told us to study just up until here.
Yeah. Right? Do you ever complain after the exam?
Oh, no.
Playing on a curved, do you guys ever do that in college? Curve whatever? Curved tests? What? Where let's say your highest score was like 93. So the professor would make that score into 100. So everyone gets plus 7%.
Yes.
You guys ever do that?
I remember we had professors.
Yeah. I always wondered, why wouldn't everyone just like purposely do bad? okay, before I have two more questions here for us. One involves sleep and one involves retiring early, which I think is an interesting, because I don't know if you've heard of this movement. It's called the FIRE movement. Have you heard of that?
Okay.
But before we do that, let's just talk about our sponsor real quick. So taking a quick break to do another
Come merches. Pay the bills.
All right. So we talked about it. You know, it's been 2 years plus in the pandemic. What? Yeah, man. We've done everything that we can to prevent the spread. We've been wearing our masks. We've been hand washing, social distancing. But, you know, we still need to take care of ourselves at home. And healthy sleep is a huge part of that. It allows our body to rest from emotional, mental, and physical stress. And it's key to keeping your body healthy and, well, overall, just well, right?
Yeah, Buritan's Pride Melatonin Natural Sleep Aid is an incredibly helpful melatonin supplement. So, you know, you can take to help regulate your sleep patterns, leaving you regenerated, rested, and better protected against any virus. And like it says here, it's to regulate your sleep patterns, right? So, so there's like a lot of, you know, like a lot of questions when it comes to melatonin or, well, for some people, they say melatonin. I don't know, which is
parang ano, like, what's the other one yung nakita sa TikTok? Robitussin.
All right. But yeah, at least now, you know, we're telling you, you guys can trust Buritan's Pride Melatonin Natural Sleep Aid. Because when you get good quality sleep, good bodily function follows through.
Yeah.
May it be your energy, your mood, your even your glow, actually. So don't skip out on sleep because all is well when you rest well.
Yeah. So you can use the voucher code that we have here in the description of this mix, or use the code PP, that's capital PP, lowercase x, and then halo halo with the capital H. So PPXHALOHALO to get 20% off with a minimum spend of 399 pesos. Once again, that's PPX halo halo. For easier access, once again, click the code in the episode or mix description that you're listening to right now. And you know, it's true, Rika G. I've been using the melatonin from Puritan's Pride. I tried it. Like, I've been using it the last week and a half. Not every day, just when I feel like I have trouble sleeping. And I used it last night. This, I'm not just saying this because they're our sponsor. It actually helped me fall asleep. It's good. It worked.
Yes.
It worked, man. So if you want to check it out, just check out all their social media as well. We'll post it in the mix description. That does it for...
Come merches to pay the bills.
All right. We move on to our final two questions. Since we're on the topic of sleep, someone asked, this is from Angie on Instagram, asked us, when it comes to sleeping, how many naps should you take in a day? How many naps do you take in a day? Do you take
Here's the thing. I cannot nap.
Really?
Like, purposely, I don't nap. I only nap in emergency situations where my body is just about to shut down. And the past year, probably, I've taken a nap 3 times. And I have a reason why, okay?
Why?
It's because, obviously, I need to eat, right? And I have, like, eating times for my insulin. And most of the time, when I nap in the middle of the day... For some reason, my sugar just shoots up. I think it's because I don't expel the food that I eat.
Oh, you're not like burning it?
Yeah, I'm not burning it. So it's just stored there as sugar, which is not good for my body. So I'm not saying that I don't like to nap. It's just, I just cannot nap. Yeah. So, okay. I mean, like, I guess, I mean, I would prefer if I could nap, obviously. Probably once for me.
Okay.
If I could.
Fair.
Right.
I take a lot of naps. Maybe it's a bad thing because I take too many naps.
We don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe not. I mean, sleep is essential.
But I did read somewhere that naps are good, but they can't be like the ones where you go into like, I don't know if that's true or not. Yung parang deep sleep is just supposed to be like 10 minutes, like 15 minute naps, which I find impossible to do without an alarm. Because some people can take like a 10-minute nap and wake up naturally, which I don't know how to do.
I have to, you know, I have to set up an alarm.
Yeah.
Like either way, even if it's a long sleep or a nap, I have to. I'm too scared. I don't want to miss out on. You know, there's also another reason why I don't take naps. It's because I don't want to miss out on the day. I feel like I don't know if it's a bad thing because it's like the hustle culture or whatever. I feel like I'm just missing out on stuff.
The hustle culture.
I know, right?
Yeah. Mm,
there's a lot of, there's a lot of hate around hustle culture on TikTok recently. I don't know why.
Wait, what is hustle culture where they're like, you should always be working, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
You should, you
never
know,
sleep.
You know, your progress.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, dude. But I don't know. I would prefer. Right. I mean, like,
for each their own, right?
True. That's what I said.
Yeah, man. Okay. You know, that's a good thing to jump off of on our final that is a question, though.
Okay.
This one from Tyler on IG, who says,
Have you guys, like, a fake name? Just kidding.
This one says, how do you feel about the Fire Flow plan? Have you heard of that?
No.
Oh, dude, I've read up on this a lot recently.
I am so sorry.
So
I was not
Fire is, it's like a movement. I don't know how new it is. I don't know if it's, I think it's not that new, but I guess because of online, like TikTok and shit, it's been making the rounds again. Fire, F-I-R-E, it's a acronym for, or they break it into, they make it into an acronym for financial independence, retire early.
Ooh,
yeah,
I would love that.
And there was something with that. I'll have to Google it. It's like a panda, something panda. There was like a Reddit user named something panda, like Fire Panda, who posted a flow chart of how you can retire early. And it gives you like a breakdown of every single step you have to do so that you can retire early.
It's like actually they hack your life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You can hack your life.
It's really interesting. I didn't study it completely. I just looked at the flowchart, but there was a lot going on in the flowchart, and there are some terms that I didn't completely understand. But it is I did some like video searching for FIRE or whatever, and there's so many videos on people who have, you know, retired in their maybe mid 30s, early 40s.
Retiring means that you've pooled a bunch of money that you can just live off of that, right?
Yeah. If my understanding is correct, it's you generate sources of income where your daily or your yearly expenses are, or I guess daily expenses are covered. So you don't have to work. But it doesn't mean that you can buy like, you know, Lamborghinis and shit. It just means that your day-to-day expenses, your goods every day are, you don't have to think about it anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at it. And then I think it's the number. There's like a magical number that you have to reach. I think if you have 25 times your annual salary, then you can retire. Like if you have 25 years worth of your annual salary or your annual income, and then you put that money to work for you. Because I think that there's like a, there's anong tawag dito? Para siyang ano? Interest rate, like a seven, I think the number is like 7%. So if you generate 7% of 25 times your annual income, it should be enough to sustain you for like the rest of your life. Something like that. Those numbers might be completely off, but the logic follows. And I did the math. I did some basic math and it's true. Like if you take 20 or whatever times and then you take like 7%, which I think is how much you can earn from like interest and whatever or blah, blah, blah. Passive income, then you can cover your shit every day. So it's a really interesting thing.
Okay.
Interesting thing that I think.
Actually, I had a conversation. Sorry, you were saying.
No, go. No, that's
I had an interesting conversation with a friend, maybe last week. And he asked me, if I were to stop working now and you have your life savings, how long would you have? How long can you live off of that?
Yeah.
And I computed, with just my rent and with everything, actually.
Yeah, your food.
I can live maybe a year and a half.
I'm similar.
And then somebody would have to bury me alive. After
that. Yeah, I did the same
thing. A year and a half, dude.
Yeah, I have about 2 years, I think, I said. And then I'm out. Like, I'm broke on the street.
You're broke. Same. Yeah. Ako a year and a half.
Yeah.
So, antay na lang kita sa ano ah. Sa ilalim. Doon na lang ako. But yeah, I mean, it's still a privilege. Yeah.
Look into it though. Fire, just look it up. Fire flow chart.
Fire flow chart.
And to anyone listening, just Google. I mean, do your own research and whatever. But it is a very, it's a super interesting concept that I haven't seriously studied, but the concept was like the basic concept made sense to me already. But like the little bits that you need to, I guess, achieve that, I haven't looked into yet to answer Tyler's question. Any more thoughts on retiring early or FIRE, the FIRE movement?
That is the goal.
That is the goal, man. Yeah. And you know what will help us reach that goal? If it keeps forwarding our podcast.
Just rate us 5 stars, download the episode, your favorite episode, tell your friends about Leche Ka, that, uy, grabe mo ba, may Leche Ka na ulit. Even if they don't have any idea about what you're talking about.
True. Uy, may Leche Ka, just, bakit kaya? Dahil may sponsor?
Huh? Who said that? Who said that? Huh? Guard!
But yeah, follow us also online, The Halal Show everywhere except for Instagram, where it's Halal Show. We're hoping to post more of these lechecas again, restarting it intermittently. So email us as well so we can read your leche fan mail, thehalalshow@gmail.com. That's it for today's bonus mix. So extra song. Halal Show.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.